save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
How long have you been clean on the booze or drugs? Of course, we don't condone either. But I've been reading an article yesterday we spoke about on air that a GP over in Sydney has just posted an article in the Sydney Herald saying, this is not a joke. There's a challenge now that if you can have 2 days off the beers. And because at the moment, especially sort of, you know, just speaking from my own case, is I don't have any football to do. I don't have any post-work stuff to do. Yep. A lot of time at home. I enjoy getting on the barbecue and having a beer.
In the same boat, so with like, the wines.
I think it's become a... not. An issue.
But we've done some bit of a challenge with ourselves. I mean, you know what I mean, to not have a drink. I mean, I said I'm not drinking Monday to Thursday because I found I was just drinking midweek reason.
That's right. Now, 13, 10, 60, how long have you been clean of either or? Good morning, Jasmine. How are you going?
Hello, Jasmine.
Yes. Hi, sorry.
Hey, girlfriend. What's going on?
Nothing much.
All right. How long have you been sober for?
2 years in August.
2 years in August.
Wow,
and do you mind if I ask what sober of drugs, alcohol, anything in particular?
Methamphetamine.
Meth.
Amazing.
Incredible, mate.
Jasmine, can you take us back? I mean, 2 years, first and foremost, congratulations.
Yeah,
that is
absolutely
sensational to hear. But can you take us back to when that sort of first started?
So I would have been about 21 when I first started. I'm now 31, so 10 years ago.
Yep.
I just got pretty heavy into it, smoking it, then, you know, move forward and get a lot more.
Okay.
Pretty bad on it. I lost my kids because of domestic violence.
Yeah.
It got pretty hectic. So, I met some guy and he helped me get clean and gave me the right direction.
Beautiful. Now, Jasmine, how many times have you tried to quit in those 10 years?
Oh, at least 6 or 7, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, started with, you know, a week of not using to maybe getting to a month.
Yeah.
The longest I could get to was 3 months for a while there.
Yeah.
And, so this is the longest I've managed to stay off and super proud, loving it.
Unbelievable, mate, coming up 2 years. And do I hear kids in the background?
Yes.
And they must love having mum being clean for nearly 2 years. I don't know what of age they are, but I'm sure they've noticed the difference.
Oh, definitely. 13, 8 and 1.
There you go.
Jasmine, any advice for anyone out there that is currently struggling or wanting to get off it?
The advice I can give is if you have a lapse, it's okay. Don't hate yourself. Don't be down on yourself. And just jump back on the wagon and try again.
Good on you, Jazz. Yeah. Good to hear from you, mate.
And thank you very much for trusting us to have this conversation too. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank
good
you.
Good on you. Far out.
Like the best part of that, I thought, was the kids.
Yeah.
Obviously, the kids were back around.
Yeah. But how's
imagine
that?
Imagine being addicted to something for 10 years, though, and then getting off it. Like,
and she said that through that, she lost her kids at one point.
Yeah.
Because one of them's 13.
Like, it happens all the time.
And
yeah.
she was on the meth 10 years ago. Mm. So 3 years old when that kid was around. Like, just to put it into perspective, far out. Yeah. Adam, good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys.
How long have you been sober for?
762 days.
762, mate. Congratulations.
That's like a couple of years.
Couple of years.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Sober of what, mate?
Mine was meth and alcohol, or basically anything I could get.
Get your hands on. Now, mate, so obviously you've got many, many challenges and you're a couple of years in. What are you doing to keep yourself busy in isolation?
I'm lucky. I'm one of the lucky ones that still gets to work full time. So, I've had that to keep me sane. Because all of our NA meetings and AA meetings have stopped. We've been doing the online Zoom meetings. So,
right. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, how long were you addicted for, Adam?
About 20 years.
20 years.
Can you remember? People always ask. Can you remember the first time that got you into it?
It was, unfortunately, it was a family member,
Your own family member got introduced you to it?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
But,
mate.
I was about 16 and just curious and,
Right, and then it went from there. So 20 years worth of it. Over that time, mate, what were some of the things that you experienced? Did you have run-ins with the cops? Did you get sent to jail?
Homeless?
Family members, you lose family members or anything like that?
I've basically, my mum's side of the family, I don't speak to anymore. I've got a bit of a record.
Yep.
I've done some pretty serious stuff over the years.
Yep.
It's to get my next fix, you know, so.
Yep.
But the hardest one was not being able to see my son.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
and so you get to see him now?
You there, Adam?
Oh, I must have dropped out.
No, we've lost him.
762
very
days clean.
Though, yep. Hey, like,
that's great.
And you're right. That question of, you know, that first time and you know, who introduced you to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always intrigued to know as well, too, because you just think, like, at what point in your life did you have to be at?
One of the.
To turn to that. Yeah. To turn to meth.
Yeah.
Oh, and well, people make, and that's the thing that I've sort of started to. Well, 5 years ago, if you asked me about a drug addict or whatever, I'd be like, ah, bugger him. But it can just be one simple. A mistake with a family member or something who's sort of a bit of peer pressure or something, and it's 20 years of
well, that's the thing. I mean, in Adam's case, it was just his cousin or family member just going, let's have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Well,
and then here he was 20 years later.
Well, too. Like, my dad was killed by an ice addict, you know?
Yeah.
And not only has it ruined my, obviously my dad ended my dad's life, it's ruined, you know, my family's life.
On.
But also his family's life. From it as well too.
The flow on's crazy.
It's not just about being addicted and staying in your own bubble. There's so many severe, like horrible consequences that happen from it as well too.
He did say something along the lines to our producing team off the air, by the way, that the opposite to addiction is connection. So the Zoom meetings were incredibly important that he spoke to about while in isolation.
Yeah.
Are we taking this story?
Yeah,
we're taking this one here.
Yep.
Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in, mate. Do you want to take us through your story?
Yeah, so I was introduced to meth at the age of 13 years old.
Oh, wow. God.
I, for 10 years, was an addict and was in and out of, you know, lockup and all that kind of stuff. My family stopped speaking to me.
Yeah.
I fell pregnant in 2017 and she was the reason I got clean.
Yeah.
She actually passed away at birth. And I had, for her sake, managed to stay sober.
Yep.
I'm currently pregnant again with a child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm clean, I'm sober, I'm thankful.
Yeah.
My family speaks to me again. Honestly, in 10 years of using, if that drug is one of the only things that has ever been like a kryptonite, you know, like it's crazy what it does to your mind and your brain. And like I just heard before, like I still remember the first time I used and...
At 13 too,
who,
mate.
Who introduced you to that at 13 years of age?
The people I was hanging out with, and there was just a group of older guys that were using and I guess they don't really give a crap who they're giving it to.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're getting the next person hooked and so after all that... like it really shows you and you know what meaning of life is really.
Sarah, I've actually got a girlfriend that's got a similar story to you, but I mean, so she was addicted to meth as well and then she fell pregnant and that was the reason and she decided to then, the turning point of becoming sober from it. So, fortunately she actually, her baby was was addicted to it as well too because she didn't realize she was pregnant until she was about 4 or 5 months pregnant.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
And but she has not been on it since. So I totally understand that turning point.
Yeah, like my daughter was my saving grace. If it wasn't for her, I'd still be using. And I was on trial for a few things and was in the district courts. And I'm thankful because if I wasn't pregnant, I probably would have ended up in jail. I'd say that's the reason why I was just given a second chance. I was given a second chance because of her. And
Well, that's great, Sarah. Can we? Yeah. We'll check in on your journey when you have the new child and see how you go, mate. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Bubba. Yeah.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear some good news for you,
good
mate.
On
that's
you, Sarah.
Be great.
Thanks for calling in, mate. Appreciate it.
You guys have a great day.
Yes, you too.
Far out, some incredible stories.
I was going to throw a couple of numbers out there just because of the topic that we are talking about. The Drug and Alcohol Hotline WA Metro is 944-25000. And if you are struggling as well, to the Lifeline number 13 11 14.
Yeah, we'll pop those on our Instagram as well, Xavier, Jules and Pete, to go and check those out. And thanks for sharing those stories with us because it takes a lot to be able to call up a radio station and talk about those openly.
Mm.
Very vulnerable, yeah.
So we appreciate that. Mm. Thank you very much. It's just gone a minute after 7. Mark McGowan, the Premier of WA, is next.
save your joys and pain. On Hit 92.9.